I got a shaila from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Moshe Smith, told me that he's going to be on a boat together with a group of people, some Israelis, some Americans, and they're going on a cruise, and the cruise is going to be they're going to have a Sefer Torah with them on the cruise, and the shaila is, what should they learn? What parsha should they learn? Because right now we're stuck in between where Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz have different things. So it's no shaila if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so good, so they learn the learning of Eretz Yisrael. If you're in a community in Chutz La'aretz, good, you learn like the community of Chutz La'aretz. What do you do if you're nowhere? You're on a boat, and you're not in a community of anything, and you just have a... So is this the kind of thing where you say, oh, since you are in Chutz La'aretz, so this is minog Chutz La'aretz, like, you know, 2 days Yantiv, 1 day Yantiv, you're out of the airspace. I mean, let's assume you hold like the Chacham Tzvi, right? That in Eretz Yisrael you keep 1 day Yantiv, and in Chutz La'aretz you keep 2 days Yantiv. So you'd say, oh, because the ocean is in Chutz La'aretz, you keep 2 days? Or do you say that, no, this has nothing to do with minog HaMakom. This has to do with what you're up to, where you're holding and landing. And half the people are holding in one place and landing, and half the people are holding another place and landing. It has nothing to do with following a minog HaMakom, and therefore, or dinei mitzvah satulius ba'aretz, or anything like that. It has nothing to do with mitzvah satulius ba'aretz. It's where they happen to be holding in the Kriyas HaTorah. So I came across one tshuva on the topic, and that is in the tshuvas Bitzela Chachma, Chelek Aleph Simen Hey. He has like 6 or 7 tshuvas in a row in the first volume of Bitzela Chachma. Bitzela Stern, who is a major posek in Australia, his brother was the Debrecina Rav of Moshe Stern, the Be'er Moshe, who was a major posek in Brooklyn. But Bitzela Stern in his Bitzela Chachma has like 6 or 7 tshuvas in a row about these types of topics. And one tshuva where he dafka talks about being on a boat with a combination of American Jews and Israeli Jews. And he first discusses what happens if on Sunday after Pesach, 10 people travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael on a boat, and they get there before Shabbos, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to read Parshas Tazria Metzora that Shabbos, and in Chutz, because they already read Parshas Shmini, but in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to read Parshas Shmini that Shabbos. So he points out the Gemara Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, Amr B'Zera Halacha, Makom Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachris, Sham Korin B'Mincha, B'Sheini, U'B'Chamishi, L'Shabbos Abba. Wherever you stopped, wherever you finished laning last Shabbos morning, that's where you start laning that Shabbos at Mincha, and again on Monday, and again on Thursday, and again the next Shabbos morning. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim, Sim Kuflam Reisef Beis, this is Paskin LaHalacha. So the question is, where do you put the emphasis? Is it that you have to read on Monday and Thursday where you stopped last Shabbos morning? Or is it that you're going to read from, what you should read Monday and Thursday is where you're going to read from next Shabbos morning? Nafkamin is over here, where those are not the same thing, right? Where you stopped last Shabbos morning, if you were in Chutz La'aretz and they read Parsha Shemini, so then you'd be up to Parsha Tazria. But where you're going to read next Shabbos morning is going to be entirely different, because they already read, because in Eretz Yisrael, they already read Parsha Tazria. They read, what was it? Whatever it was. They already read that Parsha. So that's the question that he deals with. If the people on the boat are B'nai Chutz La'aretz, so certainly they should read like B'nai Chutz La'aretz, because as long as they haven't gotten to Eretz Yisrael, so they still have all the minhagim of Chutz La'aretz, even if it's Ein Dai Tamlachs, or even if they don't plan on ever returning. If they're B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and they happen to have been in Chutz La'aretz for Yantif, and now they're going back to Eretz Yisrael, so in Adrabah, since they've left Chutz La'aretz, they should now have all the minhagim of Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and some Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Beis, the Ramah Paskins, that if Batlu Atzibur B'Shabbos Kriyas HaParsha Ba'ones, let's say, for whatever reason, Atzibur misses a Parsha entirely, what do you do the next Shabbos? You read last week's Parsha and that week's Parsha, right? So if, let's say, you miss Parshas Bamidbar, for example, for whatever reason, so in the week of Parshas Naso, you would read Bamidbar and Naso. And what about the Monday and Thursday leading into that, the week of Parshas Naso? Do you read Parshas Bamidbar, because that's what you're going to be reading that Shabbos as well? Or do you read the Parshas HaShavuot, which is really Parshas Naso? So the halach is clear in Shulchan Aruch. What you would do is you would read Parshas Naso on Monday and Thursday. And that's the psak of, it's not clear in Shulchan Aruch, but that's in Nosekelim in Shulchan Aruch, the Dagum Ravava and the Sharei Ephraim and Shar Zayin Siflam Tess. So if that's the case, when you miss the parsha entirely, so l'chora kal v'chomer in this situation, where even midin tashlumin, you don't have to make up for the missing parsha when you get there, then of course a ben Eretz Yisrael is on his way to Eretz Yisrael on Monday and Thursday should read the parsha that they're going to read. But none of that deals with our shaila. Our shaila was a bunch of people, some are b'nei chutz laretz, some are B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they're on a boat, they're having a minyan together. Which parsha do they lane? Do they lane the Ben Eretz Yisrael parsha? So again, if it's in a community in Chutz Laretz, there's no shayla. If you're in a community in Eretz Yisrael, there's no shayla. The point is, you're not in a community, you're middle of no man's land, you're on a boat. So says Rabbi Sal Stern, it depends. What is, he says there are four different permutations over here. The number one is, if you have more than a minyan of each, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Chutz Laretz. Second permutation is you have 10 of one, but less than 10 of the other. Third possibility is you have 10 of neither of them, but there's, let's say 6 and 4, 7 and 3. And the fourth possibility is it's an even number, 10 of neither, but an even number, 5 and 5, 7 and 7, 9 and 9, right? You don't have a mean, so let's go one by one. First possibility is if you have more than 10 of each, he says if they're, that he thinks would depend on who the Balkari is. Balkari should read whatever he is, and everyone is going to be Yotze anyway. It's a Chavos HaTzibur of Kriyas HaTorah, and you're really Yotze with whatever it is that they read. You're just knowing to do, to be mashed in the whole Torah, so you were knowing to read whatever we're missing, but everyone's going to be Yotze anyway, and should all follow the Balkari. That's his Chiddush. What if you have 10 of one and less than 10 of the other? So he says, in that case, it's Pshita, Sheyikru ba'osu parsha shas sara minos yesvina chayavim b'kriyasa. Since Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavos HaTzibur, not a Chavos HaYachid, the individuals have no chiyuv. It's only when there's a tzibur that has a chiyuv, and the tzibur is a minion of one, of let's say B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So then you read the Kriyas HaTorah of Eretz Yisrael. That's quite a chiddush, because one could argue, yes, it's a Chavos HaTzibur, but the entire tzibur makes up the tzibur. Are the eight B'nai Chutz Laretz less people, less, are they not, do they not meet the criteria of being members of a tzibur the way the ten B'nai Eretz Yisrael do? No, they're all part of the same tzibur, it's just a mixed tzibur. But that's what he suggests, that the ten are the ones that define the chiyuv, and therefore you would follow the one that you have a minion of. But what if you have a minion of neither, but together they make a minion? So then he says, if you look in the Pri Chadash, Simtav Tzadivav, he writes that if you have two groups from two different places that have different menagim that come to a new city, meaning the Pri Chadash doesn't talk about it in both. He talks about, let's say they settle a new place. There's a new community that's being settled that Jews never lived there before. Right? Jewish communities sometimes expand. They find a new place. Oh, we could build an Erev here. We can make this work. We can, right? So they start. We could put a pizza shop there, right? So they establish a new community. But the people who came to establish the community, some of them have come from Sephardic countries, some have come from Ashkenazi countries, some, from all different places. So what are the menagim? So what do you do? So Pri Chadash says, you follow Rov. You follow the Rov of the people. Rov of the people would be the determining factor. So says Rabbi Sal Stern, by the boat, he says, L'chora, you would say the same thing. Now you could argue, no, these are very different things. Because when it comes to establishing a new community, all of the people are going to now accept those minhagim forever. Meaning that's going to be their minhag, and that's what they're now going to follow in this new community. So that you would follow the rove. But over here, everyone is still going to go back to their old minhagim as soon as they get back home. The Adrabi says, Das kulam lachzor l'makomam. Everyone plans on going back home. So they still have their din of minhag ha-makom and of their original makom. And since they're on a boat and they're chutz l'tchum of any yishuv, everyone should be knowing ben lahakal ben lahachmir like their own minhag. Meaning, would you say that someone on that boat is all of a sudden going to follow the rove as far as all minhagim? Let's say it's nine Dutch Jews and five Sephardic Jews. Should everyone wait 1 hour now between Milchus Plate and between Fleshik and Melchid? Because you're going to follow the rove? Of course not. They're not going to follow the minhag of the rove. They have their own minhagim that they have to follow. So it's not entirely analogous to the case of the Prichadash, where the minhagim of a new makom, where people plan on staying forever, are dependent on the rove. But nevertheless, absent a better model to follow, says Rabbi Sal Stern, that's got to be the best model we have. We don't have the option of everyone just doing their own thing, because you can't. You don't have a minion of people to do their own thing. So therefore, Be'echreich, that all 10 people that are on the boat should be noeg like the same minhag, and they should be noeg like the minhag of the rove. What about the fourth possibility? You don't have a rove. There are five of each, six of each, nine of each. You don't have a minion of either one, but you also don't have a rove. So he said, there is a machlokas achronim. Let's say on Monday or Thursday you read last week's parsha, the following week's parsha, not the coming week, if you're yotzei b'diavad. So the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, Chelek Aleph Simul Ches, writes that even b'diavad you're not yotzei, and you have to read the parsha again with a bracha. And the Eish Al Avram in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Mem Siv Gimel Eish Al Avram Mibachach says the same thing, that even though it would seem that p'diavad, if you read three on Beis Vehei in the middle of the parsha, you're in the middle of the parsha Shavuah, you're yotzei. The Eish Al Avram Mibachach writes, so it's mashma from the Eish Al Avram. Yeah, as long as you're in the right parsha, even though you're reading from the wrong part of the parsha. But if you mamish read the wrong parsha, then you would have to go back and reread it. So if that's the case, if you read Parsha Shmini, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are not yotzei in that kriya, even b'diavad, according to the Binyan Sion, because Parsha Shmini for Bnei Eretz Yisrael is last week's parsha, as opposed to if you read Parsha Tazria, which the Bnei Eretz Yisrael should be reading, the Bnei Chutz Laretz would be yotzei, even according to the Binyan Sion, because the Binyan Sion only says that if you read another parsha that's not the parsha of Shavuah, you're not yotzei afilu b'diavad when you read in a place where they were not posik b'Shabbos Sha'avra, and they're not going to read again in the Shabbos Haba. But if you're fulfilling one of those things, that it's either a place you were posting B'Shabbos Shavra, or you will be reading B'Shabbos Haba, you're reading the place where they stopped at Shachar Shel Shabbos of the past Shabbos, even though you're not going to be reading from there in the coming Shabbos, or vice versa, then you would be yotzei. So Im Kol Zeh, he says, even though that would be true, he says, and he thinks therefore that's what you should do, if the rov is Mibnei Chutz La'aretz, you would still read like the rov, you would still read like the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. And then he says, in any way, you probably yotzei no matter what you do. And he said he discussed this in much more detail in Simon Gimel in his Shuvas, that that you yotzei wherever you read from. And then he writes, what if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were in Chutz La'aretz for a few weeks? So, meaning not the case where they left right after Pesach, like the case we're actually talking about, where it's a couple of weeks later, and they heard Parsha Shmini and Tazria v'chulei, whatever parshios they're already up to. They already heard Parshas Bahar, let's say. And that Shabbos, in that Shabbos, this becomes their parsha, because they now have to follow the Tzibur and Bnei Chutz La'aretz as far as creation of parshios, and not the minhag hamakom shahalach lisham, but it's mikra din, because only in things that relate to a yachid, and you could do like your minhag or the minhag of the makom that you're going to, only there we say you follow your minhag hamakom, and befarhesu you just should try to do like everybody else, but you really, really, bitzina, follow the minhag hamakom. But things that are totally bitzibur, for, and are not shaykh to yachid at all, like Kriyas HaTorah, where a yachid can't do it on his own, so the yachid is certainly mekar din nigrar after the tzibur. So in the end of the day, what it comes out is that if all these people, these Bnei Eretz Yisrael, happen to have been Chutz Laretz the previous Shabbos, then there's no doubt that you go with the Bnei Chutz Laretz Kriyas HaTorah. If they weren't in Chutz Laretz the previous Shabbos, then you follow all the rules that we said before, which would mean that if there's more than 10 of each, you'd follow whatever the Baal Kore is doing. If there's, even if it's 90 of one and 10 of the other, if there's 10 of one, not 10 of the other, you'd follow what you have a minion of. If there's 10 of neither, you follow the rove. And if things are even, then it's tricky. Then it makes a difference if it's mamish the week right after Pesach, where for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be Makom Shapasach Misham, because they didn't, for the Bnei Chutz Laretz rather, it's not going to be Makom Shapasach Misham, but for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, did I get that backwards? Whatever. So it will be. Or if it's a few weeks later, where it gets a little bit trickier, and then probably you would just follow, I don't know what you would follow in that case, meaning if it's an exact even number of each of them and not a minion of either one, probably you just follow whatever the Baal Kore gets up to lane. Okay, so that's the confusing parsha of what to do when you have two different parshas.